This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Dresden, Germany for the 38th Chess Olympiad, and we're actually in the 10th round. The 10th round is in progress, and we have very exciting events in both sections. You have the Ukraine is battling Israel on board one, and then you have also the Ukraine shooting for the gold. Battling, I believe they're playing Serbia in the women's section. Well, I have with me Grandmaster Pontus Carlton from Sweden. He's playing for the Sweden national team. He's not playing today, but he has been playing throughout the tournament. How's this tournament going so far, Pontus?
Actually, it went well until last round when we lost against Bulgaria. It was not very good. Okay, Bulgaria's a really strong team, but we had excellent chances to win the match. It was it was annoying.
So in this this is your, how many Olympiads have you played in?
This is my second.
Okay. And how have you found the conditions here in Dresden to be?
We're staying in a really nice hotel, so I think the conditions are good here.
So the playing area you find to be satisfactory?
Yeah, really. It's really good. Also I think it's quite good for the spectators and so on.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about this tournament in terms of the they've set some new rules, and I know I've talked to you briefly about it in terms of the 30 move no draw. Also, if you come to your board late, you're automatically forfeited. What do you think of those rules?
First, if I start with the draw rule, and then I don't think it's a good rule. You know, I think because it's a team match, you know, and some teams they have the tactic to play some draws on some boards, and then try to win on some other boards. You know, especially a tactic of a weaker team when they are opposing a stronger team, and you want some draws, you know, to put more pressure on the stronger guys and so on. So I think it's the draw rule is, I think it's ridiculous, you know, because it's a team event. If they have this stuff, kind of stuff in individual events, okay, it's up to them, you know. But in a team event, I think it's just wrong.
I think they would impose the rule because there were teams that took draws before move 15 on all four boards, and it kind of created some problems, I would imagine. Now, this forfeiting rule, what are your views on that? There have been some forfeits. When they announce that the round has begun, all the arbiters go around and they hit the clock, and then if the person's not there, they automatically forfeit them. What's your idea about that?
No, I think it's a decent rule. You know, I don't have any problems with this rule. You know, people need to be in time. You know, and. But the only problem is if something happens on the way, or someone is involved in a car accident or something like this, then I think there need to be some exceptions also, you know, to the rule. Because if someone has been through a car accident or something like this, then I think it's really tough to forfeit them.
Now tell us about what you've been doing over the last couple of years. You've been, I think, maybe the last year since you've earned your Grandmaster title, what have you been doing since?
Yeah, I've been playing quite a lot, actually. I've tried to, because I'm working as a teacher in Sweden, so I'm trying to go away and play whenever I have a holiday and so on, you know. So that's why I've been playing, playing some tournaments all over. That's what I'm doing.
You still playing the league? I think there's a Euro League that you play in.
This year we didn't qualify my Swedish team, so I didn't play it this year. But maybe next year. But it depends on it. It's only the Swedish champions that are going.
Now, this summer you played in Curacao in the tournament there. And I know you've expressed some interest possibly playing in the States. Is that in the near future, or is it next year in 2009, or when do you see possibly coming to play in the United States?
Yeah, it's I don't know, actually, because I would love to play some time in the States, but It depends also because I haven't received any invitations to any tournaments or something like this in the States. And then, I'm waiting for that one. And if I receive some interesting invitation, then I will go over and play.
Okay. How was the Curaçao tournament? How did you like that tournament?
No, it was a nice tournament. You know, it's a very nice place and nice organizers. So I liked the tournament. You know, but I was very very tired at that time. You know, I had played too much chess, so it's I didn't do a good result or something like over there. But it was very very nice tournament. You know.
And in Curaçao, they have a lot of beaches and they have a lot of ways that you can relax, and that may have helped you in terms of taking a break from, you know, playing in all these top tournaments. Hopefully, I mentioned Ian Wilkinson of Jamaica. He's mentioned you in terms of maybe coming back to the Caribbean and playing in some tournaments. Would you see yourself willing to play in one of those tournaments in Jamaica or any other Caribbean island?
Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, if I get some serious invitation, then I will of course consider it, and if I have the time, then I will go and play, of course.
Okay. Now, in this tournament, before it started, who did you think was going to win the medals, both in the men's and women's section?
Yeah, okay. To be honest, I didn't spend much time thinking about it, you know, because for us it's not very interesting to speculate about other teams and so on. You know, we are trying to do our best and make sure that we finish in a high spot in the table. But of course, I mean, you have normal teams like Russia and China, and I mean Armenia. You have a lot of teams, you know, more or less all those teams from former Soviet Union. They are strong. And everyone knows it. But I mean, team chess is a bit different from individual chess, so it's not about to have the highest rating average or something like this.
Exactly.
You need to work together also. Mm-hmm. That's not always that the best teams are doing this.
Yeah, I think Russia, last Olympiad, they came in sixth, and I think this time they've already probably out of medal contention. And some people look at the kind of the rise of China and India in terms of chess. Do you see Russia possibly moving out of this dominant status in terms of chess, or you see other nations rising, or what are the trends that you see?
No, I think China is coming because they were really, really strong players. You know, this Wang Yu is incredibly strong. I played him in Iceland, Reykjavik, this year, and he's very, very strong. I have the greatest respect for this chess player. He's very, very strong. So, and also the other ones, they're coming, you know, they're improving. So China is definitely coming, you know. But Russia is Russia, you know. They have the chess culture, they have support from the government, you know, and I mean the whole country is supporting chess more or less, you know. It's, they will always have the spot, you know. So they will always be up there, but of course the competition might be tougher in some years, of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are 25 for 15, I think that's what the rating they have you listed. What are your future plans in terms of playing? Are you trying to get 2600 higher? You're trying to elevate your game, but do you have any type of goals that you're trying to accomplish now?
No, the only thing is, of course I would like to pass 2600 sometime. You know, it would be nice, but I won't play so much next year. I will just play fewer tournaments, you know, much fewer tournaments now. I only play some top level tournaments, and that's it. And hopefully I will get more time to study the game, you know, and to train a bit more, to develop the game in that way, because that's what I need to do, you know. Now I've been playing this year some tournaments, but I have not studied much.
So you've just been playing instead of...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And, nowadays you need to be very flexible also with openings. You need to be able to play a lot of openings, and that's very difficult if you don't study the openings. You know, I mean, so I need to widen my open repertoire a lot, and then play some good tournaments instead of playing a lot of tournaments. You know, I will just focus on the good ones. So I will play much less. Yeah. And also it's a bit tricky when you're working full-time to get away or so on. It's also not so easy.
So you're a teacher, what level these kids?
Secondary school.
Secondary school, okay.
Yeah.
So they're age 14 to 17 or?
No, it's really a bit different. It's from age 13 to 15.
13 to 15?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you enjoy that work?
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
I like it.
You teach what subjects in school?
I teach Spanish.
Spanish, okay.
Yeah.
So when you were traveling to Spain and studying, that's you were trying to get your certificate, or you were just trying to practice?
Yeah. That was exactly the thing I was doing. So I'm studying. So I'm also teaching some English.
Okay, good. Well, I know you have roots in Colombia. South America. Do you have plans on maybe visiting Colombia sometime in the future?
Actually, I got some invitation already to this year. That's a tournament, you know, and also some promotional tour in Colombia. But I can't go this year, so I will try to arrange it next year.
Okay. Yeah, there's a chance that I may try to organize a tournament in the United States this upcoming July, and hopefully we'll find a way to get you to play in that tournament, and look forward to having you in the United States. So with that will be the last question, and again, thank you for the interview.
Yeah, I would like to play sometimes in the States, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice. So if I get the invitation, of course I will consider it. Serious.
All right, this is Daim Shahbaz, the Chess Drum, and we're in Dresden, Germany, and we're signing off.